Welcome everybody. Shir number 1123. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting question. The Sefer Hilchos Brachos brings down from Ramalka and Eretz Yisrael. We've been going through a little bit. In reference to the connection to the place, that the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdama, right, we've spoken about a few times, explains that it goes in conjunction. In other words, when do we say it is a question of Shinoi Makim? And again, how far, you know, what exactly is Shinoi Makim out of the house? What, when, and where? We'll talk about. We spoke about in the same room. We said there's no problem. We said in general, even if one can't see the place, just reviewing again, you're going from one end of the room to the other, is no problem. Even if it's a big wedding hall, even if there's mechises, all that would be all no problem at all. As far as changing around places, even by a shahakal, of course, or eight or hadama. Then we said if somebody's going room to room, right, we'll talk about floor to floor also in general, but in general, persons in the house, room to room, lechatchila, one should have it in mind that they'll be going around, let's say, to have their coffee from room to room. If they didn't, but the ever, it would still be okay. You would not remake the bracha. Of course, we say Suffolk bracha is lahakal. So, but one should be careful to have it in mind, even from room to room. Okay, so then but we'll talk about, even when one goes out, how much, what, when, and where that entails. Now, but the question is, we spoke about last year, actually, in reference to a kezias, eating a kezias and establishing the place, even by bread, challah matzah, cake, cookies, right? Whenever the halachas of Shinoi, whenever there is the after bracha is required to be made in its place, like by benching, right? You have to make it where the place you ate. Al hamichi, you have to make it in place where you ate. We spoke about al ha'eitz is a questionable situation, but also one should be careful. But be it as it may, one he has to eat a kezias to establish the place we spoke about last year. Now, but let's say one that was somebody's not sure, right? I'm not sure that I ate a kezias. The guy, person had to run out, and they ran out, whatever, for a drop of a longer period of time. Let's put it like that, right? And they're not sure if they ate the kezias or not. Some they had to run down the block. They just hopped that they have to go pick up their child or whatever around the corner. But be it as it may, the question comes up now. Let's say it's a real Shinoi Makim. They went out. And but they're not sure if they actually ate a kezias of the bread challah or the mazonos or the cake, the cookies, whatever, or possibly the noodles or the lakshin or whatever it is that they're eating now, or pretzels. So now the question is, or they ate a kezias but they don't know, they were nibbling, they just whatever, they didn't chop, they were involved in something, they made the bracha and they were nibbling, they don't know if they ate a full kezias under a 4 minute period. They wanted to do it, but the beginning stages of the eating session, they didn't realize. And then whatever reason was, they had to go out. Now they came back, they said, Oyvei, I don't remember either if I ate the kezias itself or if I ate a kezias, but I don't know, it might have taken me 10 minutes. I was just nibbling. I wasn't really into, you know, eating the full thing right away. I didn't keep track. Okay, but be it as it may, there's a question over here. So there's a question. So let's say in a regular situation, let's say somebody eats cake and cookies, right, for example, and they did not eat a kezias, so there's no after bracha, right? Or let's say they ate a kezias, but it was not under Bechtei Achilles Pras, they ate the kezias in a, I don't know, 10, 11 minute period, a long period of time, right? And so there's no after bracha. That's all finished. There was no point in their eating. They just nibbled, which one has to be careful with that. They never ate a kezias Bechtei Achilles Pras. Now, it comes out that there's no after bracha. So since there's no after bracha, so the Sefer Hilchos Brachos, so he explains, so now there's no connection to the place, right? There's no after bracha. Why? Because so there's no after bracha because he didn't need the right amount. But let's say, so now there's no connection to the place, right? But now let's say somebody's not sure. I'm not sure if I ate the kezias, so I didn't eat. So we say, Suffolk brachas lahakal. Let's say somebody's sitting in their place, whatever, and they ate a whole thing of cake, but they were just nibbling over 2 hours. And they just don't remember if they actually ate the right amount in the right amount of time. They were nibbling over a 3 hour period, little bits of cake or whatever, right? For example, I'll just give you an example. Or let's say even better yet, with a coffee, they were just sipping. They just can't remember if at any point they actually drank the right amount. But all these cases is what we call Suffolk bracha. Suffolk, if there's a Suffolk bracha. Suffolk bracha is lahakal. In other words, on the after bracha, the bracha before you always make a shahakal you have to make, right? Mazonas you make. The bracha before is not a question of Suffolk that you make, but you don't know if you ate the right amount or if you ate the right amount if it was in the right amount of time. So therefore, it's a Suffolk bracha. Suffolk bracha, we do not make the after bracha. Oh, so he explains, it does a Sefer Hilchas Brachas. So therefore, if somebody, let's say, had to run out and they're not sure when they come back, right? It's a real shinur makom, let's say, and they're not sure when they come back. If I'm thinking, did I actually eat a kazayis before I left? I don't remember. I was eating cookies and cake, but I was just nibbling tiny bits. I don't know if I ate a kazayis. Maybe I ate a kazayis. I'm not. I think I did, but I don't think it was bechle chilas pras. I don't think it was in a 4 minute period. Whatever. Be it as it may, the bottom line is, it's a suffix. They don't know either if they ate a kazayis or if they ate a kazayis. They don't know if it was in the right amount of time. So what do you do? Do you make a new bracha when you start again or not? But now I want to continue eating my cake. I want to eat my cake again. Do I need a new mezonos or not? But I don't remember if I ate the right amount. So he says actually that in that case you would, because he says you would make a new mezonos. He says why? Because even though you're going to say, what do you mean? It's a suffix bracha on the mezonos. Why should they make a new mezonos? Because of the fact, he says, you lost the connection. He says, v'chein, he says like this on page Shin Ayin Tes, very interesting. V'chein, and going in conjunction with the Mishabura, what the Mishabura says, if you're connected or not. If you're not connected, then you need a new bracha. That's basically the concept, what the Mishabura says in the Hagdama. If somebody's not sure if they ate the kazayas of bread, of the mazonas, or whatever it is, right? They did a real action of shinoi makam. They went outside, you know, whatever, right? So then, when you come back, you would have to make, and they're not sure, it's a real suffix. So then when they come back, they would have to make a new mezonos. Let's say they eat, it's a question of cake and cookies or pretzels. They would have to make a new mezonos. Chozer mevarach the cave on why? Shaka'es ain't a love chiyuv bracha achroina machmas hasafik. Since there's no bracha achroina, he says, since there's no bracha achroni required, because it's suffik brachas lahakol, right? I don't know if I ate the shear, or I don't know if I ate the shear in the right amount of time, so it's suffik brachas lahakol. So there's no bracha achroni, finish. No bracha achroni, now there's no connection. If there's no bracha achroni, or it's a bar nefashis, there's no connection to the original place. So if you did a question, an act of real shinei makom, so he says, then yeah, you would have to remake the mezonos again when you come back. Not else a suffik, but else because of the fact that you lost the connection, because there's no bracha achroni anymore. And he says further, interesting, at the time you went out, there's nothing to connect you. There's no string connecting you to the place, to the original place. So he says therefore, right, as soon as you left, your eating session was terminated. Your eating session was terminated, even though you're coming back, whenever you come back and you're continuing, but now you would need a new mizonos. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, it's better if when you come back, it is definitely best if you have something else, a different mizonos that you did not have in mind, or you weren't eating, and make a bracha on that. That's, of course, the best thing to do. Let's say I was eating cookies, right? So I come back, I want to continue eating my cookies, but I have a suffix. I don't remember if I did eat the right amount, not eat the right amount. So, but I wasn't eating pretzels. I didn't have in mind any pretzels. So take out some pretzels and make a mezonos on the pretzels, right? So the best thing obviously would be in this case to take something out, take something else. If I was eating, let's say, cake, right, and I don't know if I ate the right amount before I left, this and that, like the case which I said, so then take out cookies, which you had no intention of eating anyways. Take a cookie or a piece of a cookie, make a mezonos on that, and like that, you'll cover all grounds. But a case in time, he says that somebody doesn't have anything, right? I'm in the office. I only have these cookies, and I have to eat. If I don't eat this, I'll have nothing to eat. I'm very hungry. I have to eat my lunch. This is my lunch, whatever. Be it as it may. So when you come back, then yeah, you would have to make a new bracha on the actual food if you have nothing else to eat to get out of it because of the fact that you lost the connection. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tuv.